Hey, you're new here. I can just tell. I haven't seen your face around here before. Are you lost? You're looking for your brother. Ethan? You didn't have to tell me. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to do that. I need to be better about asking for information instead of just taking it. David. It's very nice to meet you. Yeah, let's come with me this way. You're looking for Adam, aren't you? You don't know that you're looking for Adam yet, do you? You just arrived. I can tell. I've been here maybe about a year and a half now. That's a big question. What is this place? It's a lot of different things. But primarily it's Adam's home. Yeah, that he has so graciously allowed all his waywards and well, I was gonna say miscreants, but yeah, stay. Yeah, he said 50 years ago he converted to an orphanage, and we're the ones he takes in. Yeah, I'm sorry, by the way. About what happened to your mom. That must have been. Yeah. No, yeah, I'm just sorry. I mean, my parents are still alive, at least. It's just complicated. Yeah. Odds are, yeah, they're probably gonna pick up Ethan pretty soon. Well, I mean, if you got picked up by Adam, that means he's been watching you for a while. Yeah, he was watching me for about 3 months before he got me. He usually grabs us when we're in trouble. What was happening with you? Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I assume he's probably gonna go. Yeah, he probably sent a team to go pick Ethan up. He should be here probably by today. Yeah, if you got here an hour ago, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets here soon. Well, I mean, you want to go to the main hall? We can get some food. It, you're stressed out. A lot's going on. Adam's probably busy. He's taking care of a lot of things right now. Yeah, he has a lot on his plate. I mean, between the kids and dealing with us. Well, right now I'm the only one here. There used to be more. There was a whole bunch of specials here. We had a fire starter. We had a shadow not too long ago. Yeah, spooky darkness coming out of their backs. You know, the whole. Your brother's a shadow? Ethan, your brother. Really? No, it's just, well, the last shadow we had came through and then, took a bunch of people with him. Wasn't the nicest guy. Yeah, he was, a bit moody, to put it lightly. But I won't let my opinion of him color all my opinions of. Yeah, your brother's probably really nice. I could always use more friends. No, people around here don't tend to enjoy talking to me too much. No, they don't like the idea that I could at any moment go in their head and take things that they didn't give me. I'm working on it, though. I am. But it's hard. Imagine trying to selectively hear. Yeah. Because some of the things you're hearing aren't for you. That's why it's nice to be here. Because Adam can help. I mean, he has been helping. Yeah, I used to have a lot of problems with it. not only listening, but suggesting things. And I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was until it's too late. So I'm trying my hardest just to stay out of people's heads. So if I do it, I just want to apologize. I'm really trying not to. I appreciate it. Yeah. Because not everyone's so nice. Not usually, no. Sadly. I mean, right out this window, you can probably see most of the grounds. Yeah, he owns all of this. I mean, even past the gate, he owns, yeah, all the way you're driving up that entire road. Once you leave the highway, everything, yeah, from the lakes, the lock, all of it's his. Yeah, the grounds are insane. There's a hedge maze. Back over there is the animal sanctuary. Yeah, it's impressive. I've been spending most of my time over there. It's easier to talk to animals than it is to people. Well, yeah, I can actually hold a conversation now. Well, the biggest issue is the communication, and, I can talk to them, and then I can hear a response. No, not verbally. Internally. Yeah, I don't know. Talking to animals has been good fun. It really has. There's a black bear in the sanctuary that you should really meet. Yeah, he is wonderful. Yeah, we have great conversations. I don't know. Animals are a lot smarter than you give them credit for. Well, you wouldn't know unless you get in their head. I mean, I guess that's true for a lot of people. Yeah. I think you should stay here. Just for a little bit, just so you figure it out. You don't have to stay forever. No one usually does. But I think you should stay and talk to Adam. See that picture right there? Yeah, the portrait. Yeah, that's him. I know, it's old. I think it's from. I think that's from the 1500s. I'm not certain. There's older art here that has him on it. I don't know what the oldest piece is. I don't know how old he is, to be honest. But old. Older than antiquity. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I tried once, but yeah, his mind's like Fort Knox. See, when I go in your head, it's like imagine opening a book, right? Everything's there, laid out for me to see, and I can just turn through the pages however I like. His mind isn't like that. It's like the hedge maze. But scarier. It's designed to keep people out. It's designed to confuse, but that's, yeah, it comes with training. He said anyone can make their mind like a maze, a fort. I have to learn how to do that myself. Because I'm not the only one who has this ability. And God forbid someone else who has it. Yeah. Yeah, you learn really quickly. Just because someone has gifts doesn't mean they're going to use them for the right reasons. No. It's really easy to be selfish with this. With any of them. I know right now you can't even conceive of it. Because whenever you want to teleport, you can only go one place. But those are just limitations. Because ultimately, you should be able to go anywhere you like, even places you've never seen before. Yeah. I know it's possible because I've seen it. But imagine that ability. Untethered, unchained. It's hard. Because you want to make good choices. And you have so much temptation to make bad ones. And sometimes it isn't even temptation, it's just lack of control. Yeah. That's what Adam's here to teach us. Control, ultimately. I think you need to meet him. Meet him and then make a choice. Yeah, Ethan will come probably by the end of today. If you got picked up this morning, they're definitely going to have him. No, they're not going to hurt him. They won't. Because I wasn't going to go willingly, and they got me here without a fight. Well, the person you're seeing in front of you now is a lot different than the man who came here originally. Wholly different. Yeah. Have you seen your room yet? Yeah, without a doubt, they've fixed your room. That's probably where your stuff is, too, if you're looking for it. Come on. Yeah, I can show it. It's upstairs. I'll take you to your room. You can look at it. Yes, you have a room. Even if they don't know if you're staying or not, they made you a room. So let's go upstairs. I'll show it to you. I guarantee you at some point Adam's going to make an appearance. Because that's how he is. He'll just show up. I know. You'll get used to it. Come on. It's just this way.